A few blocks from the house, a fire truck screamed by him, then an ambulance, and then another fire truck. There was a wisp of black smoke ahead of him, and then a column. He stopped at 4th Avenue, a block from Capra's house, which was now burning like a bonfire. He took from his bike bag the monocular he used for birds to verify the address. Medics and police were moving a small knot of onlookers away off the sidewalk to make way for the ambulance gurney. Lying in front of the house, there was a man in a chair, evidently tied up, covered with firefighting foam. They finished cutting him loose, and he stood shakily, and they eased him onto the gurney. It was Kabil. They rolled him toward the ambulance. No meeting tonight. No shootout. Norman reversed his bicycle on the sidewalk and sped home. He got there just minutes before Rory pulled up with her guests. He reluctantly turned off the cube. No news bulletin yet, and met them at the door. Lamar and Dove Slidell were both astronomers, out of New Mexico now, classmates and pals with Rory from graduate school. Evidently, they'd already said all there was to be said about the coming, and knew that Rory would just as soon talk about anything else. So it was mainly gossip about mutual friends and job comparisons. The Slidells worked on a mountaintop where you could actually see the stars. In Gainesville, the night sky was bright gray soup. Norman tried to appear interested, and accepted the compliments for his cooking, and drank somewhat more wine than the others. Finally, his phone rang, and he excused himself to take the call in the kitchen. It wasn't the blackmailers. It was Kabil. "Look, I know you've got company. I shouldn't be recorded coming into your house anyhow, but we have to talk before I go to work in the morning." "Where are you?" "Down on the corner, where the street splits. Blue Westinghouse with silvered windows. I'll be there in a minute." He pushed end and thought for a moment, then rushed back into the dining room. "I have to run out for a bit. Student emergency. Kid's got an audition tomorrow, broken A-string. Sounds like he might need some serious handholding, too." "Which student?" Rory asked. "Kabil, just down the street." She nodded, wordlessly, and forced a smile. Norman got a string from his study and said, "Back in a minute," and went out the door and down the street. The passenger door opened as he approached. He slid in and closed it. One side of Kabil's face was blistered, covered with a transparent gel. His right hand was bandaged. "What happened?" Norman said. "I'll get to that. First, you tell me what the fuck is going on." "The basics? Willie Joe Capra was going to blackmail me. About you and me. That much I know. He told me in some detail after he kidnapped me from my own goddamn driveway. Then that Tampa thug, Solo, you broke his hand?" "In a way, yes." Crickets loud in the darkness. "I held a gun on him and he did it himself." "A gun. You've been leading an interesting life since we parted." "Parted." Norman tried to keep emotion out of his voice. "What did those bastards do to you?"
"Do to me? What the hell did you do to them?"
"Me, nothing, just the hand."
"Norm, you can tell me. If you can trust anybody in the world with this, it's me.